Say hello.
Hello.
Have you been hot today?
No.
You haven't been too hot, no? You've been okay?
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's been really hot, Harry. Do you know how hot Daddy was?
Uh-huh.
Daddy was so hot that when he went out to do running on the track, he vomited many times. Yes. Hello, everybody. All one word here. 5:10 on Friday afternoon. Feeling a lot better now than I was about an hour and a half ago. Went out to do some training. It was clearly too hot. I spewed many times. Involuntarily. Which is not good. Do not need to see a medical... Seek medical assistance. Do not need to go to the hospital. I'm fine. I'm wary that people can die hours after exerting themselves physically in this kind of heat. But, it was clearly too hot. Too hot. Not very good, that. And it's the weather that I really wanted to talk about. You know, we lived in... You were born in Cyprus, Harry. You were born in Nicosia. You were... Nicosia was a strange place for the heat. Because from kind of July to, from July to kind of mid-September, it was just unbearable at times because the heat was relentless and there was no movement of air in Nicosia. And the weather that we've had here, well, I say it was relentless, but it was bearable. You know, it was a very dry heat. It was all right. It was a dry heat. You might hear people say, it's true. It was a dry heat. It was, you know, you could deal with it, really. But this week, this past fortnight, even here in South Wiltshire, this is the most humid I've ever known it in this country. In fact, probably the most humid I've ever known anywhere. It's been absolutely awful. I went for a run on, when was it? Oh, Sunday morning, wasn't it? It was last Sunday morning. And it was so humid, I couldn't breathe properly. The air was so heavy. So I've come into the house, nearly passed out in the house from being exhausted. I'd stopped sweating, and then just had about a half hour's sleep, and I feel so much better for it. I feel so revitalised. And now Harry and I are having we've had about a litre of juice. Now we've got ice creams, haven't we? Well, Dad's got an ice cream and you've got an ice pop.
And it's hot.
The funny thing is, I don't mind the heat. I can deal with the heat really well, you know. But today my body kind of just gave out. My body says, no, you haven't prepared yourself for training in the heat. Even though our offices at work range between kind of 26 and 29 degrees. Yep, true story there. A lot of people have got thermometers in their offices. So, what? Do you like that ice cream? Ice lolly? Yeah. So, now I'm enjoying this ice cream. You know, do you like ice creams, Harry? Harry nods his head. Been very, very hot. But humid. Humid is the problem. The humidity has been the problem for me. I'm not saying that I can't deal with humid environments. It's just that, it's just been on and off, or up and down here for the past fortnight. It's been awful. Last night, like many of you would have heard, and I listened to this morning when I woke up, Claire's recording of the thunder last night. The thunder and lightning kept me awake for an hour and a half, purely for the volume of the thunder. And my wife also, apparently. And I thought it would be a lot more humid here today than it has been, actually. This morning was quite cool, to be fair. Humid, but cool. And you could deal with that quite well, but this afternoon's been awful. And apparently here in South Wiltshire, we're going to have extremely bad thunderstorms tomorrow night. But in the meantime, I'm going to relax. Take some juice on board because I spewed everything out. That was such a strange feeling. I've never done that before. Never had that happen to me. And actually get some salts back into me. And actually tomorrow morning I think I'll go and make sure I do go for another little jog in the morning. Otherwise I'll just stiffen up if I don't. Got to keep it going. And you hear Harry in the background here slurping away. Is it nice? Right, should we say goodbye to everybody?
Bye.
Say thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And speak to you next time.
Speak to you next time.
Okay. So I mime and he mimes. Thanks for listening. Hope you've been well. Take care.